You're listening to Midori House with me, Steve Bloomfield, broadcasting live from Midori House here in London. Were a forgery to find its way into an art gallery, it would not normally be a cause for celebration. But the curator behind the exhibition, Intent to Deceive, believes there is something to admire about the fakers and forgers that have bedeviled the art world for centuries. Imitation Miros, phony Vermeers and false Philip de Laszlos are hung alongside the real thing. Colette Lowell, the exhibition's curator, joins us now from Washington, D.C. Colette, thank you very much for joining us today. Do you believe that many of these forgeries deserve to be seen as great art in themselves?
Well, I think that's a great question. It's always been controversial, and it's certainly subjective. I think that these works are really, more importantly, very important cultural artifacts. And from an art historical perspective, they do have significance in the art market because they do tell us a lot about the art market. And we know that forgeries and fakes have been a prolific problem for centuries. And so now we have these artifacts to give us a better understanding as how and why these particular forgers were successful.
And when you look at some of the great forgers, as it were, are you surprised that some of them are so good that they didn't do their own work and try and stand on their own feet as an artist?
Well, I think there's a common thread between a lot of them. It's these frustrated artistic ambition. And, you know, there's certainly a commonality between the five forgers that I profile in this exhibition. And some of them were mildly successful. Some of them were not at all successful. But in each case, it seems that they were successful at a genre of art that was not contemporary. And so they found that they were much better at duplicating an era, a bygone era, if you will, than they were at kind of maintaining popular taste.
And when you have been looking at some of these works, I mean, you say, you know, you're looking at some of the greatest forgers. Who are the ones that really stand out for you as having the most fascinating backstory?
Oh, well, all of those that I profile in the exhibit, but of course, Han van Meegeren, I mean, that is probably one of the most infamous forgers and probably the most important case of the fallibility of experts. And why I like that so much is because, of course, the experts got that one really wrong. And when we look at these paintings now, we have to really scratch our heads and wonder how could they have ever been mistaken for Vermeers. But at the time, the experts were absolutely convinced that they were authentic. And so for me, the backstory of not only how this individual artist created these works, and we know from a lot of the press and a lot of the books that have been written about van Meegeren, he was very precise in his creation of these. I think it took him about 4 years to develop a methodology and a formula for creating his paintings. But the backstory is so interesting because it involves also how they were actually accepted into the art market and what the machine was or what the mechanism was at the time, which included experts that had to, of course, authenticate them and accept them as Vermeers.
Indeed.
So the whole story is fascinating.
Now, in some of these cases, you've got the original that you're hanging up right next to the fake. Do you say which one is which and leave it or do you leave it for us to work out?
Well, that's a great question. We struggled with how to hang in when we were designing the exhibition. And so each forger has this section, but then at the end of the exhibition, we do have a test section, if you will, of comparisons, and we ask the museum visitor to choose which one that they think is the real and which is the inauthentic work. So we do that.
How do people do on the whole?
Well, it hasn't opened yet. The show opens on the 21st in Springfield, Massachusetts at the Springfield Museum. And so the show will be open to the public on the 21st of January.
Okay, but more importantly then, how did you do? Have you done this test yourself?
Well, I'm intimately familiar with each of these works, so I have to say I pegged it each time. But I'm not so sure that everybody would have the same success rate. So we've given the viewer, through the didactic panels and through the labels on each individual work, some clues and some ideas to how they can determine fake from a fake versus a forgery versus an authentic work. So fake and a forgery are two different things.
Indeed, indeed. Colette Lowell, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Colette Lowell, curator of Intent to Deceive, Fakes and Forgeries in the Art World. You can see that in Oklahoma City. You can see that in Sarasota, Florida. You can see it in Ohio. And also, she said, Springfield, Massachusetts.